The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Who in the room is a capitalist?
Me, I would say.
You are?
I think.
Are you a good person or a bad person?
Are you a good witch or a bad witch?
I don't know. I'm a good person.
You are?
Yeah.
Do you choose being a good person or a capitalist first?
I'm probably a good person because I'm not a great capitalist.
You're
I
out.
Would say.
Aaron, where are you at on this questionnaire?
I don't know because I don't know if I fully understand what a capitalist is.
Do you like money?
Yeah.
Okay. You're kind of a capitalist. Do you like you want?
Okay.
If there's an opportunity, if an opportunity presented itself for you to make money, would you take it?
Depends.
On what? If you're a capitalist, you just say yes.
No.
Like, you don't have to kill anybody.
Okay, I was going to say murder for
hire.
No,
I mean, yes. Like, by the way, you would do that.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes.
I would. Okay.
Yeah, I would never charge for that.
Right. That's, Aaron just wants a podcast about her.
No.
She wants to be in jail going, this is mine. It's my episode.
No.
Yes, you do. All right. So here's the thing. Aaron's going to understand a little bit of this. You're a Pokemon person, right?
A little, yeah.
Mm. There are Pokemon cards.
Mm-hmm.
Are back.
Yes.
Hard.
Oh, for cool.
Sure.
Okay.
Probably still have some.
You do?
I used to be.
You might be able to get some coin out of them.
Ooh, I used to be real into it, yeah.
So there are limited releases that come out every once in a while, and in some weird way, Costco gets them.
Hmm.
So, like, if you're not a Costco member, I don't get paid by Costco, but, like, Costco's dope. Costco's amazing. I wanted to buy your children every, like, do you remember how many pictures I sent you
yeah.
at Christmas of the Costco aisle of, like, the middle of Costco just becomes Legos and Peppa Pig and, like, it was Bluey was in
Bluey,
there.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's amazing.
Which, yeah, I've still never been because I don't have, it's like the gated community. I can't get in.
You
I don't
can
have,
get
a,
it.
I don't
you
have a card.
You can get a free day membership.
Yeah, you just go in and walk around.
Yeah.
I will come to your Costco and walk you around because your Costco's the best Costco. Because
oh,
there's
it?
A Trader Joe's in the parking lot. Like, you kill
oh,
two of the greatest shopping
nice.
Birds with one stone. Like, Trader Joe's, then Okay, so here's the thing. The Pokemon cards just came to Costco the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I got a heads up about it, and I got one. I don't have it with me. I don't have it with me.
Who? How'd you get a heads up?
I know people.
Okay.
Costco people?
I know Costco people.
Okay. Pokemon okay. people, Costco people.
The reason I even know about these cards is I have a very good friend whose son really wants these cards.
Okay.
It's like a 10-year-old or whatever. He's super into this thing. If you Google Costco Pokemon card, you will go down a delicious rabbit hole of people beating the living snot out of each other at Costco to get these cards.
Oh.
They are that highly sought after. It's like Black Friday on meth.
Do you know what Pokemon you have? What the cards were?
It's
what?
A 5-pack, and you can see 4 of them on the front.
You have it. Oh, okay.
They're like mint in box, and then there's 5 like limited edition tins inside as well. So you don't know who your 5th card is, but you can see 4 of them, whatever. So anyway, I have one. And this buddy of mine, his kid loves this. So here we are. Do I good person this and give my friend this so he can be a hero dad? Or do I flip this bad boy for about 10 times what I paid for?
Well, that's what I'm trying to look at, the what they're going for.
Dude.
Yeah, I think
it's not cheap. I've seen people selling them for $500.
Are you talking about these?
That's the one. How
okay.
much?
They're trying to get $130 out of it.
That's considerably more than I paid.
No, this is you got to be a good. With a kid involved.
Yeah.
Okay. They don't know. Does that help?
The kid doesn't know?
Nobody knows that I got it.
Oh, and even your friend doesn't know.
Correct.
So it's just on you to tell them,
correct.
Hey,
right
I
now,
came up on
I'm
this.
I'm sitting on it. And if I don't, I mean, granted, I'm talking about it right now,
which
but
friend?
He doesn't listen. It's a guy named Tim. Why'd you make me say that out loud? He's.
But if he ever finds out, is he? But also, yeah. Hmm.
Option
it's
2.
Not-
Tim has a little bit of money.
Yeah, you could shake him down.
You know what I'm saying?
Does the kid have a birthday coming up?
Aaron, stop trying to take the nice angle. I like cash. I want to flip these Pokemon cards.
I just don't think it's worth it.
If you want to start the bidding on these Pokemon cards, 303-222-5423, tell me how much you'll give me for them. Or am I just a complete jerk? Would you do the same thing?
No.
Okay.
I have not done the same thing. A similar thing happened to me where I buy shoes on the sneakers app.
Here we go.
Got them. I'm a 10 and a half. They sent me an 11. So they just sent me the wrong size. Call them. Hey, you sent me the wrong size. They go, yeah, we're sold out. Sorry. So I had to buy my correct size, 10 and a half, off of StockX.
Okay.
I had this 11. We talked about it on the air. A listener reached out, said their son would love a size 11. I met him here in the radio station parking lot.
You could have. If you sold them at face value, you are a moron. You did it because they're a listener.
I sold it for face value. Yeah. Because it's like, what other chance? Like, this is a cool moment for this kid to get. Oh, I actually got the pair.
But
and I didn't
did you
have to
pay face value on StockX?
No.
So.
No. But it was out of my control. Nike sent me the wrong size. So it's just, at that point, what am I going to do? It's out of my control. So I'll just help. I'll pay it forward. I'll help someone else.
No, this phrase is screw it.
You know?
No, it's
screw
not.
Screw forward. I have another one just like that, like another situation. Somebody gave me a bottle of whiskey that's very nice, but I've realized now I could sell it for $2,000.
I don't like that because recently I asked you for a whiskey hookup. Haven't seen anything.
Let's start the bidding.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.